snowing and the wind it is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I cannot remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. Who needs an overcoat? I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire and the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I thought you ought to know my heart's on fire. The flames, they just leap higher. So I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it'll storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I've got my love to keep me warm.
Jingle low, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. There will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me when the end comes? I know they'll say just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, and just a gigolo everywhere I go. People know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me when the end comes? I know they'll say just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, 'cause
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody just for me. There's nobody just for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Won't some sweet mama come take a chance with me? 'Cause I ain't so bad then.
And I'll sing her.
I
ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody to kiss for me. There's nobody to kiss for me. Nobody to kiss for me.
I'm going to live in my hunky, the belly, the zunky, the boat.
I ain't got nobody.
Nobody that cares for me. There's nobody that cares for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Oh, lonely. Lonely, lonely. Oh, some sweet mama come and rescue me, 'cause I ain't so bad. And I'll sing her sweet love song all the time. She will only be only baby, mama, sugar, darling, I ain't got nobody, baby.
Great. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Marianne's Italian Hour. Louis Prima and Mr. Dino Martino. How's everyone? Welcome to the show. 203-661-5051 is our number here in the studio. I am Marianne DeLuca Melillo. DeLuca Melillo, as Ronnie Garber knows it. I'm DeLuca Melillo De Felice. 203-661-5051. Give us a call just to say hi, and I can send you a gift certificate for $20 to a nice restaurant in Stamford. John Nelson, I'm sorry. I still did not forget you. I can send you a wash and blow dry, Salon 221. I can send you an eyelash, set of eyelashes to Amazing Lash on Summer Street in Ridgeway. Just want to call up and say hello. I would love to hear from you. But right now, we're going to talk to my dear friend who I've known, believe it or not, since 1994. She lives right across the street from WSTC in Stamford, Connecticut on Prospect Street. And she became a dear friend of mine. She would come over and visit me, and I'd put her on the air. And she has two beautiful daughters. She's a grandma. And something very special just happened to her. So let's welcome to the show my friend Ronnie Garber. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Mayor. How are you?
Good, thank you, honey. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And you?
I'm real good, Ronnie. Thank you. And, Ron, did we have fun years ago?
Oh, my gosh, did we ever. It was the best having you in Stamford on the air and, of course, having WSTC, which now no longer is in the area. And, unfortunately, this city does need a major radio station. Like now, today, with the potential of bad weather this weekend, we don't have, like, a local.
No.
Thank goodness Greenwich has a program like your program and other programs that are talk and, you know, people speaking with each other.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
And you know what, Ron? You're so right because, you know, I put on channel, I mean, for me, I call our news director, Tony Savino, or I put on Cablevision. But again, Ron, it's not the same. And Rick McDonald was great.
Oh, yes. He was right. You two together. Wow. What a team. What a team.
We had a lot of fun. Ron, we were on every day, 3 to 7.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I would look through the window, and I see Ronnie Garber's head walking through the station. I say, Ronnie, oh, my God. Remember the soap you gave me, Ron?
Oh, yes.
Ronnie gave me soap. It was, I loved it, though. I took it with such, it was so much fun. Ronnie gave me soap to eliminate fat in the bathtub. Well, I got to tell you, I went home, and I took 3 baths.
Yeah, we were always talking about weight and issues like that. So when I saw it advertised, I said, I couldn't resist. I had to bring it to you.
I know. But you know, Ron, I got to tell you, so many years later, I'm still waiting for it to happen.
Me too, Mayor.
No, you look wonderful. You have two beautiful daughters, and you're a grandma.
Yeah, I'm a grandma of a little Lily Rose. She's 3 and a half.
Beautiful.
And they live in Milford.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. In fact, Gil Galatro said to me, have you seen, what am I getting, feedback? Have you seen Ronnie's baby? Ronnie's granddaughter. She's beautiful. So, yes, I have seen her on Facebook, and she is beautiful, Ronnie.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gail.
So let's talk about Ronnie. You had quite an accomplishment a couple months ago, I believe.
Yeah, December 3rd.
Well, last month.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everyone about it? It's Ronnie Garber from Stamford, Connecticut. Tell everyone about it. First of all, Ronnie, how long were you a teacher?
43 years in Stamford.
Unbelievable, Ronnie.
Loved every minute of it.
I know you did.
Mm-hmm.
You were always so happy. God bless you, Ronnie. And now you're retired, but you just received an accomplishment. Tell everyone about it, Ron.
Well, last year, Jimmy Catterbone gave me a call and said that he was one of the members of the Stamford Old Timers Association, and they were going to induct, as they do every year, new honorees. And he said, Ronnie, after all you've done, because I had his daughter back in the 70s at Davenport Rich School.
He's a very nice man.
He is very nice. And so he knew that I had started with Tina King, the Young Timers Girls Basketball League, and had and been involved with various sports over the years. So he said to me, it's time that we have a woman in our organization. So this was the 76th anniversary, and I happened to be the first woman that was chosen.
That is wonderful.
Thank you.
I remember Jimmy Catterbone when he owned Deluxe Cleaners.
Yes, right by Dolan.
Yes, right. So what did you do when you heard that, Ronnie? How did you answer that?
I said, geez, there haven't been any women all these years. And, I mean, it's like quite a few hundred men that have been in it since it was conceived way back. So I said, yes. So he told me, well, you have to give me some articles and some pictures and give a speech the night of the dinner. I said, I can do that. And I said, I think that what Stamford Old Timers does is unbelievably great. They give out scholarships for all different kinds of causes and athletic scholarships, and they stay with the kids throughout their high school experience.
Wow.
And they help with remuneration and support.
Ronnie, I mean, you can't ask for a better conclusion than that.
No, not
absolutely
at all.
Not. We're speaking to Ronnie Garber, retired 43 years from teaching. She has been inducted into the Stamford Sports Hall of Fame. What an honor, Ronnie. What an honor. So what did your children say?
Pardon?
What did your children say?
They were like, Ma, really? That's great. So they came to the dinner, and my mother, who's still alive, she's down in Florida, she's 93.
God bless her.
She paid for their dinners, and my friends, longtime teacher friends, Mary and Larry Nichols and Linda Lesson, they were also there in my honor, and it was great seeing them and speaking about all the great things that happened in my life with teacher friends and people that I know through the Sound Waters and Young Mariners program that I work with in the summer. And I also work with Starfish, which is an organization in Stamford that I mentor a young lady, and the Starfish organization was started by Judy and David Martin. He is the current mayor of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we give them the kids support from third or fourth grade all the way through high school. And the young lady that I'm currently with, I've been with her since fourth grade, and she's now a 10th grader at Stamford High. Her name is Gabby. She's a great kid.
Oh, wow. You've been with them a long time, Ron.
Yeah, you have to make that commitment to work with that child, mentor the child, and give them, you know, good feedback and help support them until they graduate high school, and then hopefully go on to college.
So, what would you say the mission of Starfish is with Mayor Martin? What would that mission be?
Well, to help, like, an underprivileged child who has an average or above average IQ and may not have the various opportunities in their home to go to musical events, to take up an instrument, to get tutoring help if they need it, as well as to see the opportunities for further education beyond high school.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. How long has Starfish been around, Ron?
I think 20 years now.
Wow. A long time, Ronnie. Speaking of Ronnie Garber, she is a wonderful, wonderful friend. I met her at WSCC when I worked for WSCC Radio. She lived right across the street, and she would come over frequently. We had just had, again, Ron, we had a lot of fun.
We did.
Those were the days. Excuse me. I'll never forget Rick McDonald would say, "Ronnie's here again?"
That brat.
God have mercy on his soul, but he was a brat sometimes.
He was. He was a bus.
Wasn't he, Ron, sometimes the way he talked?
Yeah.
Can't make that up. So, Ronnie, here you are. What are you doing for your retirement? Are you enjoying your retirement?
Oh, totally. But I really am not retired because I can't. I'm the kind of person that has to stay involved. So the last school that I worked at, Stark, I go there every morning and I work for Roscoe, which is a latchkey program for children whose parents need to drop children off before the starting of school. They also have after-school programs at every one of the elementary schools in Stanford. So I work there for 2 hours in the morning. That gets me up and going. And I like to sail. I've been sailing for like 40 years, and I teach sailing to the starting kids in the Soundwater Young Mariner program that is currently at John Bacuzzi Park.
Oh.
Over on, yep. And it's a lot of fun. And I also like to play music. I play the violin, the drums, and I've been trying to teach myself the ukulele, guitar, and piano.
Good for you, Ronnie. I mean,
thanks.
Ron, you're involved in a lot.
And most importantly is I volunteer at the Stanford Hospital, and I started as a volunteer on the oncology floor. Mm-hmm. And then I read that there was an opening for people interested in clowning. And the clowning program is called the HAHAS, the Health and Human Humor Associates. And Stanford Hospital is probably the only hospital in the area that has this. So we get trained, and then after the training, we select, each of us, who we want to be or what is our title. And I am Dr. Pinky from the 50s. I wear a poodle skirt and, you know, the good old saddle shoes and socks and all that. And
like Pinky Tuscadero.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so we go in partners, and we volunteer a couple of times a month to visit patients who want to see us, and as well as the children. And we meet once a month, and it's a great organization. And what I'm encouraging is anyone out there that is in the listening area that's interested in learning about the HAHAs and maybe becoming a ha-ha clown, because it's simple stuff. We do, like, kitty jokes, and we sing, and we make balloons, and we give out stickers, and, you know, even the nurses and the doctors get a kick out of us as they see us coming down the hall. But if you're interested, they're going to have a new training program coming up for volunteers in the ha-has this spring or fall. And if you're interested, the number to call is the volunteer office at Stanford Hospital, and that number is 203-276-1076. That's 203-276-1076. That's the volunteer office, and you can tell them that you're interested. We just have a really great time, and And it's people who are retired and people who are still working that give up their time to do this. And we have a lot of fun.
Ronnie, I congratulate you. You have more energy than most. And I think it's wonderful. Gail also told me you were a clown. Every now and then I would forget because I think I saw it on Facebook. But Gail also reminded me that you do volunteer and you are a clown. And so trainings are going to be in the spring and in the fall.
Either the spring or the fall. It depends on which they can work out the best.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful, though. And you love it, Ronnie?
Oh, yeah. I just love getting dressed in this. Because at school, when I was a teacher during the various holidays, whether it was Easter, I had an Easter bunny costume. St. Patrick's Day, I dressed up as an elf. Christmas
fun.
Time, we had a band. We have a band that's called the Stark Raving Mad Jam Band, and I dressed up as Shorty Claus. And I've always loved costumes and things like that.
Yeah,
and at Halloween, we always dressed with the kids, you know, and paraded. So this, to me, is like a great extension of, like, what I used to do as a teacher.
Yes, and you're following your childhood right into your adulthood.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Still going back to childhood.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. And, you know, it's almost like not what you do for the children is what they do for you.
Exactly, yes.
I can understand that, Ronnie, and you must be a fantastic clown because you're fun. You're very fun.
Well, thank you.
You know, and you have a lot going on in your life, and no grass is going to grow under your feet, Ronnie. You don't sit still.
That's right.
So God bless your mom. She's 93. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
That's wonderful. God bless you, and you love everything you do.
I do. Yes, I do.
You do.
And I'm. Marianne, do you have a dog?
I do.
Me too. What's your dog's name this time?
Rossi.
And what is she? A poodle?
It's a miniature pincher, Minpin.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We had three and two passed away, Martini, Rossi, and Remy Martin.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I remember you with your little poodle.
My little poodle Sparkles, I loved him so much.
I know.
So, you know, Ron, you have a dog, right?
I do. I have a Pomeranian called Petey.
Oh, how cute. Pomeranians are beautiful.
He's a little one. He's brown, and I named him after the little rascals, Petey.
Petey, how cute. Ronnie, I've seen your dog on Facebook. He's adorable.
Thank you. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. My dog is, too. I have to tell you, though, what was I just going to say? They bring, you know, to me, they bring unconditional love into my life.
Exactly.
And that's what I love about it. You know, my dog barks a lot, and he could be a little bit much with strangers and stuff, but I love him. He's my dog, and I love him so much.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, my boy is very shy, mm-hmm. and he almost never barks, mm-hmm. but he cuddles, and he loves my granddaughter, and she adores him.
He does?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank
that is
you.
So beautiful. My dog, believe it, loves my mother. Loves my mother.
Oh, God bless.
I mean, if I'm sitting on the couch and my mother's sitting on the other side, he'll look at me and go right to her. It's amazing. It's amazing. Well,
yeah.
Ronnie, you know what, Ron? You're a doll. You're a nice, nice person, Ronnie.
Thank you, Marianne.
You really are. You're good people, Ron.
Thank you for calling me and asking me to be on your show, and can't wait to hear some more of the Italian music.
Oh, thank you, Ronnie. And congratulations on being inducted into the Stanford Sports Hall of Fame. What an honor, Ronnie.
Thank you.
First woman in the history of the Stanford Sports Hall of Fame, Ronnie Garber.
Well, thank you.
What an honor, Ron. Okay, honey. So, listen, I'll see you on Facebook.
Uh-huh. And let's hope we don't get much freezing rain and snow.
I know everyone has to really be careful. Ronnie,
yeah.
One more question. They have, not that my dog could be because he barks too much, but do they have therapy dogs at Stanford Hospital?
They do.
They do.
And, yes, people request them, actually. And the people that actually are trained and have therapy dogs, they go to those various rooms. at being asked to bring a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I saw a cute little white, what was it, not a poodle, but it was...
Like a Bichon?
Yes, a Bichon. That's mm-hmm. what it was. It was so cute. And he had a special jacket on, as he's a service dog.
Oh, how cute. So cute. And they warm the hearts of people. They really do.
Yes.
They actually make a difference. I believe that.
It's true.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. I will be talking to you.
Okay.
You enjoy your granddaughter. You enjoy all your jobs that you do and being a clown. And I think it's wonderful, Ron. I'm honored to know you.
Well, thank you, and it's been an honor to always be your friend.
Thank you, Ronnie.
I love
me
you.
Too. I love you too, Ronnie. And right, thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
Mary,
honey.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, Ronnie. Bye-bye. Just a nice, nice, beautiful person inside and out. Really just a wonderful soul that will do anything for anyone. I'm Mary Ann DeLuca Melillo DeFelice, 203-661-5051. Kathy Cullen, I want to thank you for the ribbon candy. Okay, so it's gone, okay? The whole thing is gone. I love it. I would break it and eat it like a piece of real thin, thin lifesaver or ice. Excuse me. So, Kathy Cullen, thank you so, so, so very much. And we had some people in the house, and they said to me, oh, my God, I haven't seen ribbon candy in ages. I said, I know, me too. I mentioned it on the radio, and boom, here is a box. When I walked into the radio session, there was a box on my desk of ribbon candy from Kathy Cullen. So thank you. Thank you so very much. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more music and hopefully my husband Steve with a recipe. 203-661-5051 is our number here at WGCH.com and 1490WGCH.com anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
A winter weather advisory is in effect from 4 p.m. today until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Becoming cloudy with snow developing late afternoon today, 30 to 35. Snow heavy at times tonight. Changing to a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain around midnight with lows 25 to 30, then rising. Freezing rain and rain tomorrow, changing back to all snow, then ending a snow showers 33 to 36, falling into the 20s during the afternoon. Total snowfall 3 to 5 inches. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Gideon Fountain.
And I'm Jonathan Wilcox.
Our show is called...
Your Greenwich House.
And therefore it's about what?
Regional real estate trends, residentially and commercially, with an emphasis on Greenwich.
Exactly. We talk about what's selling and not selling in Greenwich, residential real estate mostly. And we try to keep it light. It's funny. It's a funny show, but it's also going to be useful and informative.
That's Your Greenwich House at its new time, Wednesday mornings at 10 on 1490 WGCH.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
A winter weather advisory is in effect from 4 p.m. today until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Becoming cloudy with snow developing late afternoon today, 30 to 35. Snow heavy at times tonight. Changing to a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain around midnight with lows 25 to 30, then rising. Freezing rain and rain tomorrow, changing back to all snow. Then ending a snow showers 33 to 36, falling into the 20s during the afternoon. Total snowfall 3 to 5 inches. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Carl White from Greenwich Library. If you're like me, you're not taking full advantage of all the features on your iPhone, iPad, or Macintosh. Greenwich Library is presenting a program to help you coordinate your contacts, mail, and calendars. Learn to create, edit, and update groups of contacts. You'll be able to add phone numbers, import, and export contact information. Mail can be organized, searched, and personalized with a signature. Organize calendars with iCal. Create, edit, and add events with ease. Donald Gambino will present a two-day program titled I Organize Your Digital Life with Contacts, Mail, and Calendars. The dates are January 22nd and January 29th from 12:30 to 3 p.m. Registration for both sessions is required. Make a point to visit Greenwich Library regularly during the new year. This is Carl White from Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
WGCH.
I believe in wishing well, and I also believe
tells, things the daisy tells. I believe that a four-leaf clover brings lots of luck, lots of joy, lots of happiness. I believe those things. And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus. Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because I believe, I believe, I believe that dreams come true. If you wish for a dream by a wishing well, don't tell the wish or you'll break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what I believe. Santa Claus. Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because I believe, I do believe that dreams come true. And if you wish for a dream by the wishing well, don't you tell the wish or you break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling.
And the world will smile. When you're laughing, you bring on the joy.
Bring on the joy.
Be happy.
Be happy.
You got a groove, my boy.
You got a groove, my boy.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile with you. Cause I'm the Sheik of Araby.
With no turban on.
Your love belongs to me.
With no turban on.
Oh, at night when you're asleep.
With no turban on.
Baby, into your den I'll creep.
With no turban on.
And the stars that shine above.
Jumping as a jaybird.
We light our way to love.
Jumping as a jaybird.
And you'll rule this crazy land with me.
Jumping as a jaybird.
I'm the Sheiky man. That's who I mean. That's who I mean. Hey, boy, look out now. There he is.
GCH Weather Center.
A winter weather advisory is in effect from 4 p.m. today until 10 a.m. tomorrow, becoming cloudy with snow developing late afternoon today, 30 to 35, snow heavy at times tonight, changing to a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain around midnight with lows 25 to 30, then rising. Freezing rain and rain tomorrow, changing back to all snow, then ending as snow showers 33 to 36, falling into the 20s during the afternoon, total snowfall 3 to 5 inches. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Hi, I'm Jen Graziano. Tune in Wednesday mornings 9:30 a.m. for Time to Talk. We will encourage conversations regarding sensitive topics that we all need to prepare for. We will cover issues that span from legal planning to emotional and spiritual guidance and so much more. Join me for this important program Wednesday mornings, 9:30 a.m. on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Save all the rain, are you listening? And the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. Yeah, in the meadow we can build a snowman,
pretended he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are we married? We'll say, no, man. Oh, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Two-faced, unafraid, the plans have been made. Walking in the winter wonderland.
In the meadow, we can mend the snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Or later on, we will conspire as we dream by the fire. Two-faced, unafraid, the plan will be made. Walking in the winter wonderland. Oh, walking in the winter wonderland. You hear me talking, walking in the winter wonderland.
And welcome back to Marianne's Italian Hour. 203-661-5051 is our number here in the studio. 203-661-5051. I'm sorry, someone came in. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was running. Talk about out of shape. I just ran from the front door here, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm out of breath. So how's everybody doing? Okay? 203-661-5051. Give me a call and tell me what your New Year's resolutions are. Happy, healthy New Year to everyone. I will send you a dinner for $20 gift certificate for dinner. I will send you a full set of eyelashes from Amazing Lash Studio in Ridgeway Shopping Center on Summer Street. Or I will send you a wash and blow dry by Jody Arrico at Salon 221. So give me a call. Tell me what your new resolutions is. And Cindy Castanova, I think she won something. Yes. So 203-661-5051. Let's play a song. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Alrighty then. Let's not play a song. Okay, so, what did we have? What did Steve cook? What did we have this week? My mother made pasta fazzole the other night. We had pasta fazzole and veal cutlets, which were delish, absolutely delicious. What else have we been? We've been eating, oh my God, we've been eating so much. It's really basically ridiculous. Tell me what you've been eating. What's your favorite pasta? What is your favorite pasta? Mine is a twirl. Spaghetti, cappellini, linguine, fettuccine. Whatever it is, that's my favorite. Although I do love ziti. I love ziti. I love penne, but I love ziti. I think it's one of my favorites, too. Anyone call me and tell me what their favorite pasta is? 203-661-5051 is our number here in the studio. 203-661-5051. Angelina Zuna Zuna.
I want the pasta twice just because she is so nice. Angelina. Angelina.
Louis Prima.
Waitress at the pizzeria. I keep soup and minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I adore you. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I live for you. In passione. You have set my heart on fire. But Angelina never listens to my song. I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be my cara mia, then I'll join in matrimony with the girl who serves Spumoni, and Angelina will be mine. Cella luna, mezzomara, mamma mia, mia madre. Figlia mia, cutterara, mamma mia, pensaccio tu. Si tu doni alla musicante, i te vai, i te vieni, sembra lo strumento in mano te. Si ci piglia vanno se lo strumento, figli mia. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Zumba 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 baccola. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, per merda. Figli mia, cucciolata, mamma mia, per faccio di. Sitte in ogni appicciolo, e ti va, e ti vende sempre baccalale, maledetta. Se ci becchi a fantasia, baccalale, maledetta. Oh, 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 mamma, vieni va su, su, ma baccalà. Oh, mamma, vieni va su, su, ma baccalà. Oh, mamma, vieni va su, su, ma baccalà. Sì, sì, su, su, ah, ah, eh, oh, mamma, vieni va su, su, ma baccalà.
I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. Baby, look at you now. I must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only stopping to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to wearing blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes, and they slapped you with a prize. Bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been an adorable baby. 'Cause baby, look at you now.
It's easier to say I love you than time to wander high, conic alive. And wouldn't you rather say I love you than time to wander high, conic alive? It's easier to spell kiss me, dear, than been time to wonder how it's gonna collide. And wouldn't you rather hear kiss me, dear,
than time to wonder how it's gonna collide?
To quote a famous Yale professor, osculation is a sensation that is nice.
So nice.
If you should ask a Harvard liar, he'll charge you $20 and he'll give you this advice. It's easier to say, I love you, than time to wonder how it's gonna collide. And wouldn't you rather say,
I would much rather say I love you, absolutely. And I love you all for listening to me. Thank you so much for wherever you are, in your home, in your car, in your kitchen, wherever you are. Thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of your life for the last hour. So have a wonderful, wonderful day. Be careful. Please don't go out if you don't have to. It's going to be very, very snowy and very, very icy and very icy tomorrow. So please be careful. Let's put our hands together and our pray for those less fortunate. Pray for the boys overseas who are providing us to put our head on the pillow and go to sleep at night. God bless. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Again, stay warm, stay safe, and never waste that opportunity to tell someone you love them. So long. I'll see you next week, and happy and healthy new year. God bless you all.
Good night, folks. Signing off.